About 300 people stood on the street outside of Springfield's LGBTQ resource facility called the Phoenix Center. Among its many services, it provides shelter to those in the community who might otherwise be homeless. The crowd wrapped up the memorial service by standing together and singing God Bless America while waving American and rainbow flags. Some joined hands, others held signs with a simple message, love. Jonna Cooley, who heads the Phoenix Center, had provided the opening remarks.
I've talked to many people this week. We're feeling sadness, anger, and frustration that these hate crimes continue despite all the progress that the LGBT community has made. LGBT bars and nightclubs like Pulse were the original community centers and have historically been a place where lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people could be themselves, feel pride, and find love and support.
Cooley told me that Republican Governor Bruce Rauner asked to make an appearance earlier that afternoon. He was not supported in his campaign for governor by many in the LGBT community. He had said in the past that he would have vetoed the gay marriage law that was signed by previous governor Democrat Pat Quinn in 2013. Rauner appeared to be speaking off script today and stood in front of the crowd with both an American and gay pride flag coming out of a pocket in his button-down shirt.
We in America stand for equality, for justice, for human rights. We must never forget that the world has evil people in it seeking to do evil things.
Ryan Bandy is the owner of Club Station House, a gay bar in Springfield. He says he had visited Pulse in Orlando before, and when he heard the news,
I lost it. I started screaming and crying, and I was just in shock because I've been there before. It's just a surreal feeling to know somewhere you've been before, this took place.
Bandy says he had assumed Pulse was a stereotypical name for a high-energy dance bar, but had come to find out the owner had lost her brother to AIDS in 1991, and that ultimately led her to founding Pulse as a tribute to him.
That's the type of bar owner I want to be. I love giving back to our community. Both of my bars, we do a lot of fundraising. We're doing a big fundraiser at both bars this weekend for the Orlando victims.
Bandy says while he'll be cautious with security at Club Station House, he refuses to be fearful. Many allies, as well as members of the LGBT community, were in attendance, including Cindy Marsh, whose son Alan is transgender. He now lives in L.A.
I worry about him, and I worry about hate crime. I worry he won't come home after a night out at the club with his friends or a night at a restaurant. So that's why I'm here, because we can't be afraid.
Marsh says while Alan is cautious and always has been, she doesn't think he lives in fear. She wants to be an example of a proud parent of someone in the LGBT community.
My son came home, and somebody else's son didn't.
Members of various religions spoke at the event, including a representative of the Muslim faith, who said the God he believes in would have never condoned such a horrific crime. At the end of the memorial service, organizer Jonna Cooley was busy clearing off the street, which had been blocked off by two police cars. She said the message of the day was that love trumps hate, and that
the blame for this doesn't lie in any one place. It's about guns, but it's also about hate, and it's also about, you know, mental illness. People have to come together regardless of race, gender, ethnicity, any of those things.
From the variety of people gathered, newborns through the elderly, Christians and Muslims, Democratic and Republican politicians, it's clear the Orlando massacre will have a lasting impact. It's already caused those who might not always see eye to eye to stand together for equality and to stand against hate and violence. I'm Rachel Otwell.